Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer coming to you after the fourth round of the 2018 MotoGP World Championships, the U.S. Grand Prix at the Circuit of the Americas in the beautiful city of Austin, Texas. Now, I say Austin, Texas, and it's beautiful because it's really a destination. And if they were going to build a track in that part of the world, they couldn't have picked, I don't think, a better place because there's so much to do. A good friend of mine, the country western singer, Lyle Lovett, he's always there testing out his music in a certain part of Austin and it's on a show. And I've been watching this since I was a young man, kid. Called Austin City Limits, and it used to come on every Saturday. Anyway, a little bit of trivia. But if you get a chance to go there, it's really a great place to visit. Now, talking about the circuit. When it opened in 2012, the first race was the Formula One race, the U.S. Grand Prix, and it was beautiful. Spent a ton of money on the facility, and it is a interesting racetrack. Absolutely. They've been running the bike Grand Prix there, obviously, since 2013, and they've been running a lot of events, a lot of cars, obviously, and that can put a lot of stress on a racetrack, and it can certainly create what we call stutter bumps, especially on the entrance to corners under heavy braking. The cars are pretty heavy, and so, they run a lot of sports car events there, a lot of track days, and so a lot of wear and tear. And also the temperature change in that part of the country. You know, even though it's in the southern part of the United States, it gets a lot of variation. Very cold, and it can, in the next day, warm up and be very hot. So it's, again, puts a lot of stress on the track. You probably heard that there was some complaints. It was last year, the riders were talking about how it was the stutter bumps and mainly a lot of rolling bumps. And those are the worst kind because it creates a lot of instability on the bike, especially high speed, a lot of high speed corners on the exits. And so one of the things they do when they don't want to repave it, maybe spend the money to repave it, is they grind it down. And anyway, on Friday, there was a lot of rocks. Jack Miller was talking about that. Valentino complained about it. And at the end of the day, and all the riders. And it was really, really something they're going to have to address. You know, it's our only U.S. Grand Prix now. And I really hate for something to happen and we lose that. So let's hope that they can address some of those issues and maybe get the money, whatever needs to be done to fix those problems. Because it's certainly with the bikes, the horsepower they have today, and the speed they go, you can't really blame them for wanting to run on a track that is consistent and it's not bumpy and settling the bike so much. Mark Marquez, in fact, before I get to that, I want to say this. Randy Mamola was inducted into the Legends Hall of Fame, and I couldn't be there. I had an event in Imola, Italy, but it certainly was an incredible thing for Randy and his contribution outside of racing, outside of what he's done, obviously with Riders for Health now, which is Two Wheels and Two Wheels for Life. It is a great contribution, and so I was really glad. I want to give a shout out to that. And he gave an incredibly impassioned speech that showed why he did it and why it matters that he did it. And I think we all can contribute, and it's one of the things that I believe in and that we share through motorcycling. So anyway, it was great, Randy. Congratulations. Now, talking about the race weekend. Obviously, coming off of Argentina, there was a lot of uncertainty. The first thing was Valentino and Mark were not invited to the press conference and, in fact, did their own separate ones. Mark dug in his heels and, in fact, talked about how that everything that happened in Argentina inspired him to even be more motivated to do well. And it's something that I had said about Mark ever since the first time I met him 5 years ago. For the first time, and just I understand that drive and determination. I was like that myself, where you feel like that you get pushed even harder sometimes when you need that. It's not discouraging, but that track suits him, so it was a perfect place, and he showed that in qualifying. Well, in practice, his race pace was right there, and he didn't seem like that. That all of the outside distractions and drama that obviously, or we pretty much everyone knows about, and I talked about in the last broadcast, was not seem to interfere with him. And Valentino even talked about in his, is we got to put that aside and move forward, but nobody's going to forget it. And Valentino even kind of said that he just doesn't want to deal with Mark about it. So we'll see. Hopefully we put aside, as I said in the last show, it's really more about the sport that we always need to keep in mind, that we have a responsibility to come in and be involved. Absolutely. It gives us a great deal. I'm getting to do today, 30 years later, in the incredible event like I was just this past weekend with car riders, drivers, and motorcycles. Ago and all of us were there. I get to do that because of what Grand Prix Racing gave me and the people involved. And we always have to make sure we remember that. And so you want to leave the sport better when you leave than when you got there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now let's talk about the other people in practice. And Noni, maybe a little inspired after seeing his teammate do so well in Argentina, which is great. We know he has the speed. He just has to get the consistency there and be able to do it for more than one lap or more than a couple laps. And I, you know, in practice, you could see he was right there in each session. And so really good job through practice and then, of course, in qualifying. What a great performance that he put in. And so, you know, but like I said, Mark was right there. The Yamahas, Vinales, he said something that I think is very important, is he maybe has a handle on the 2018 bike and its characteristics. And if he can believe it, mindset is everything, right? It gives you, when you have that belief, the clarity then comes and you can focus on what needs to be done, not overcomplicate it, and to be able to address the issues and to go out and ride the motorcycle. And that's what it looked like changed this weekend for Maverick. And so that's really good for Yamaha. Valentino was right there in qualifying. Danny, great performance for him. The top Ducati, you know, it looked like Jorge was going to maybe turn the corner a little bit. He was, you know, he out-qualified Dovizioso Dovi. But again, qualifying is one thing. And the race is another. With the rain on Saturday, it threw a little bit of an interesting wrench into everything because, again, with the track conditions as they were on Friday, Saturday limited a little bit on track time. Tire choice was going to be an important thing for Sunday, the best weather day of the weekend. And last thing about obviously qualifying was what happened between Maverick and Noni. I understand exactly why they did it, but Mark has to certainly feels like, when's this going to end? Well, he makes choices. You know, riding is one thing, and he obviously that's not even an issue. But you have to choose your moments. What I feel like happened on Saturday was certainly not on purpose. I think with his crash, and then he comes and gets back on the track, and with everything that happened last race and leading up to this race and knowing that this is a track that he should do well, of course, win at. So I think there was a lot of that, but I don't think he saw Maverick. That's just my opinion. I don't think he saw him, but I understand exactly why they needed to do something. The race organizers, obviously, and Dorna, are trying to get a handle on things and don't want what happened in Argentina to happen again, which is good. Race direction, that's their responsibility to make sure and tap down any issues that might unfold. Cal Crutchlow, going into this race, got to give a shout out, leading the world championship after three rounds and with his win in Argentina. So he certainly had high expectations. And he even said after qualifying that the tire, because it is a lottery, and it's not a lottery on what tire compound or that, it's just that sometimes there seems to be, and there is, a variation in the consistency of the tires that you might get. You might get three of the same one, they all react the same, two may react the same, and one may not. And that's what Cal felt, that on the second tire he put in qualifying, he went out and it didn't perform the entire lap. In fact, he said it was moving around. I believe he might have said on the right side specifically that it was really no traction, no grip. And he didn't qualify that well. And he felt he should have been in the top six, which would have made a difference at the start of the race instead of where he ended up qualifying. But race is the race. And at the start, Mark did get penalized, and he obviously had three positions, so he was on the second row. But it didn't really make that much difference. He, after a couple laps, took the lead, and he was basically on his own from there. But again, Maverick and Annone, great rides for them. Unfortunately, Cal crashed. But Jorge, what can you say? The worst that his position that he's been in since he's been in MotoGP, and he was so far back. And Jack Miller, besides Danny, who we know raced with his broken wrist, Jack Miller, after the race, talked about he had a mountain bike crash, and he had a cracked collarbone and a rotary cuff. It was torn, and he beat Jorge. So we'll have to see what's going to happen with that. But the championship now is so close with Dovi now in the lead, and I am so looking forward to getting back over here at Jerez for the next round. I hope you are looking forward to it too.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.